This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
That was Jaylen Brown after the game. He identified the same thing you did, Keith. The defense,
yeah,
ultimately.
It was bad.
I'm going to give the Celtics, you know, last night certainly to feel bad for themselves. I was watching that live last night, and I mean, it sounded like a morgue when Jaylen was up
there. Well, especially because it happened so late in the game. And not that if it happened in the first quarter, they wouldn't be upset. But, like, you don't have a lot of time to even get over it. So you're, like, you're trying to deal with the fact that you just lost the game and you're down 3-1. But then you saw Tatum hurt on the floor, wheelchaired off, and then what, 10 minutes later, you have to like sit in front of a microphone and talk about it. So Jaylen Brown sounded probably exactly like you thought that he would, and same with a lot of the players that spoke after the game.
Again, I'll give him last night. I get why it sounded like a morgue last night. They got to turn that attitude around. Like they got to fix that. You were 9-2 without Jason Tatum this year. You won a playoff game without Tatum. Jaylen Brown scored 36 in that game. You have enough to extend your season, win a game at home for sure. You're favored in the game.
Well, and it's good timing to be at home and have Aztec Gino and Balcony Gino and Green
point.
Hair Guy and everybody like firing you up, right? Because it'll be easy. Like they'll try to do whatever they can to sort of lift the team up, and so it'll be a little bit easier to play in front of the home crowd.
So last night I get being in your feelings, but you got to get past that and turn that around quickly because you got a game tomorrow at home where you're favored for your season. So is the season over? What can they do without Tatum? Who needs to step up? We'll get to all that with your phone calls coming up, but it's 2 for Tuesday on WEEI.
What is it?
It's a 2 for Tuesday. 2 for 2 for 2 for Tuesday.
Let's roll.
Be caller 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937. That's the contest line. And if you have today's code word, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets May 19th at Fenway Park. Again, caller 9 right now. Contest line, 617-931-0937. If you have the code word, you score two tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 19th at Fenway Park. Good luck there. Trying to cheer you up on a down day for Celtics fans out there. Down 3-1 in this series. Expecting, I would say, not a good update on Jason Tatum at any moment. Who needs to step up most on the Celtics without Tatum?
Well, I mean, Brown, I think, but you know, it's not even that. Like, Brown has to be great. Brown's the one remaining all-star you have, fringe all-NBA guy that you have. So he has to be great. Because I think if he doesn't, it doesn't really matter if any of the other guys do. So you have to have Brown. And then after that, like, there's a lot of options, and I don't have a lot of confidence in him. And that's why I think the series is over. I don't think, you know, game five is a lock by any means. I think the Celtics can win that. But really, you can pick from any of the guys, White, Horford, Porzingis, Holiday.
Everyone!
It's an all-hands-on-deck situation. Do you have one guy that you single out?
I mean, I'm with you. I think you said it the right way. Jaylen, it's a no-brainer.
To.
It's the guy who needs to step up the most, Porzingis. I mean, you're getting
confidence in it, but okay. Yeah, you might be right.
I'm not saying I have a ton of confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the guy who they need. That's the guy they need to step up. Jaylen Brown's going to have to score his 30, and I think he will. And he's going to get all kinds of shots and all kinds of looks and as many touches as he can handle. And so he's going to, I think he'll do that. And I think he can bully the Knicks. Honestly, running the offense through him, he's going to pick out Brunson and Towns. They kept saying on the broadcast last night, Doris and Jefferson, they're like, oh, Tatum's hunting matchups. He was hunting matchups for step back threes for the most part.
He could shoot threes over anybody.
Jalen's going to, and he was making them last
year. He was.
But Jalen's going to hunt them and take them to the rim and get them in foul trouble. And like, that might not be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
The guy who needs to elevate his game the most is Porzingis.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that because you're getting nothing out of him in this series.
No, like all our fears about Porzingis have come true, right? Like when they even made the trade, it was, all right, how many games is he going to play? And then even if he is available, now it's like he's not full go. And then the old guys looking old is coming at a really bad time. Right, like Holiday and Horford.
Not great.
Like maybe they each have another game where they can really kind of, you know, jump in the Wayback Machine kind of thing. But, you know, then you still have White and Pritchard, and those guys are capable of, you know, 20-plus points, shooting a high percentage from three. They're also capable of just, you know, being really quiet. Like Pritchard has some games where you don't really notice them much, and Derek White has games where he's just bombing away and missing everything. So, yeah, they definitely still have a chance. It's just it seems pretty slim.
Text line 617-779-7937 says Tatum wasn't here last championship run. We're good.
Oh, stop it!
That was a text line. You said
no.
That
it's
wasn't
a funny
me,
joke, but stop it.
That was the text line. They dragged Tatum to a championship last year.
If Tatum wasn't on the team last year, they don't win the title. Like, you could say he should have played better or he wanted more out of him, but they're not winning the title.
Win the title? They honestly might have, Keith, but they should have got out of the East with or without Tatum last year.
I mean, the East was down. I mean, it would have fit right in.
Everybody
else was hurt and got, yeah.
So, like, I don't know. They're in the NBA Finals, I think, at minimum last year. They couldn't beat Dallas without Tatum?
No. No, I don't think so. No, I heard the noises you're making. I'm saying no, they can't. They would not have.
They could be going back-to-back without Tatum, quite frankly.
Well, this is also demoralizing, and this I know we'll get into it throughout the day, but just the thought that after winning it last year, you're like, man, they are primed to win it back-to-back. And then even if they do that, I know there's like some uncertainty about, you know, what they're going to spend and everything, but you're like, they could actually go on like a three-year run, four-year run.
Yeah.
And now you're saying they're not winning the title this year, they're not winning it next year, and then what does the roster look like 3 years from now? Well, that's what happened in one blink of an eye.
Yes. It happened. So we'll get into some of the big picture changes because we were already talking about them before Tatum went down.
Anyway.
And now they're much more in your face at 617-779-7937. Just one more thought before we get to the phones. I'll be very disappointed in that. If they don't win the series, Keith, whatever. They're down 3-1. That's hard to dig out of,
yep,
even if you're at full strength. If they don't win game 5 at home, I'll be pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
I will think, you know, less of the group. They're favored in the
including
game.
Including Missoula.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, the
like,
whole squad.
They, like, maybe saying they can win the series and dig their way out is too bold, and that's fine. They should win game 5 at home and put the pressure on New York back at the... They should at least
put that
pressure on the Knicks in game 6.
Isn't there... It just makes it so much easier to blow the team up, which is awful. Like, it gives new owner such an excuse. But like, you lost to the Knicks in 5. Because you said, Tatum was out. But like, well, Tatum played in 4 of the
games.
You were
down 3-1 at full strength.
Right.
Firing on all... I mean, not firing on all cylinders,
no.
But at full strength. You were down
3-1. Yeah, you had your team.
Yep.
And you were facing a 3-1 deficit when Tatum went down. And so if you can at least, you know, play with pride, force another game, make it interesting, you know, make the Knicks at least have a little bit of doubt in themselves, then you're like, all right, maybe this team, let's give them another run at it. But if not, you're like, all right.
I'll be real disappointed if they don't at least send the series back to New York for a game 6.
Yeah.
You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Zach is in New York. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
Nice.
So with all this talk about blowing up the team and all the uncertainty with the Celtics' future, I got to wondering, what do you guys think a trade package would have to look like to get the number one pick from Dallas? Now, I know it's pretty unlikely, maybe even more unlikely than the Mavs getting the pick, but do you think it'd be Brown and picks or a package of multiple starters? Just wanted to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so
holy mackerel.
I don't think they can do it.
We're back on to trades. Now,
yes.
No shot at Zach, but I'm just saying, for years and years and years, almost all of Celtics' talk on the radio was about trades. It was about trading picks, trading players, trading
fun.
Picks, which I like.
I liked it too.
They finally assembled the team.
I've traded Jalen 1,000 times. Who am I to say no to a Jalen trade idea?
So am I.
Yeah.
I think sports radio was invented for fake trades.
Yep.
For comparing players and fake trades. That's what sports radio is all about.
Uh-huh.
But a guy gets hurt, then we're immediately trying to make
blowing
picks.
It up.
blown it. Like, I'm not there.
All right, let me ask you this.
Let's play it out because he asked.
Okay,
I don't think the Mavericks are trading Cooper Flagg for anybody on the Celtics.
Me neither. You know, the only job security, and they obviously, we don't even need to spend time on it. The lottery was obviously rigged for the Mavs last night. Like, who even needs to debate that? Obviously, the thing was
frozen envelope.
Yeah, at best. This is why I said before. The NHL needed to, or the NBA needed to copy the NHL draft lottery.
We need more transparency.
Yeah, and the reason they probably didn't, they'll probably do it going forward, but they had to do the Mavs a solid.
Yeah.
Nico Harrison's job security is Cooper Flagg. If you trade that pick, you have no job security. He can't possibly do that.
We didn't even consider the Mavericks winning the lottery.
I know. Shame on me. I should have. When we were talking about the teams yesterday.
We had a 1.8% chance. We're talking about everybody else.
I still should have thought of it. But I don't even think they can make a trade like that. You have to match salaries. And so you can't trade Jalen, for
Kyrie
instance,
back.
For Cooper Flagg. Yeah, you have to bring back salary, and they can't aggregate. I don't even think the Celtics can.
No.
With all the stipulations in the luxury tax.
Real quick, just because we're doing this, do you think a Cooper Flagg for Giannis trade is a possibility?
No, I don't think Dallas is going to do it.
Yeah. Like, no, they should just take Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to overthink it.
So my answer is no, but... Do Kyrie and Anthony Davis want that? And do they have more sway there than maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But I don't think you're trading Cooper Flagg.
So we've seen the top pick traded before, but not when it's somebody like this, right? Like when, you know, Anthony Bennett, Andrew Wiggins, that kind of thing, you know. And like
the guy who all year was the no-brainer.
No, like he's a stud and he could fit right in and whatever. Like they're going to be great, but... I think it's absurd that Nico Harrison got rewarded for the worst trade in sports history.
I don't think they're trading for the number one pick. Changes are happening, though.
Yeah. I feel like Porzingis is going to is playing his last game or two.
Maybe. Yeah.
For the Celtics.
Porzingis or Holiday are probably not back on this team next year. Can they win like 50 games and be a playoff team without Tatum next year?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I definitely think they can.
We can dive deeper into this. The Pacers won 50 games this year. The Pacers won 50.
Yeah, no, I know.
And they have an all-star who everybody thinks is the most overrated player in the league.
Well, part of it is, like, the Celtics had,
and no other all-stars.
Stan Van Gundy. Now, he might have, maybe he'd take this take back, I don't know. But Stan Van Gundy thought this was one of the best teams ever assembled.
That's true.
He's like, this roster is one of the greatest rosters ever. So even if you take the top player off the roster, the rest of it is still, like, a 4-5 seed. Like, I think it's a playoff team.
Yeah, they have no shot at a title without Tatum. I'm not saying they do, but can they be the 4 seed or 5 seed in the East next year? Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. But that's the question there is if they bring everybody back, which we know that they're not going to.
Fair.
So if Tatum's off the team and Porzingis is off the team and Holiday's off the team and Hauser's off the team, you're like, all right, you have 4 of the
Well, that
guys.
Many is too much. Okay. But if it's no Tatum, no Porzingis, or no Tatum, no Holiday.
I think it's a top 8 team. Yeah, that's still a playoff team.
That's a playoff team.
Yeah.
And you can win.
Playoff game.
Maybe around. You're the 5 seed. Could you pick off the 4 seed? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
so the only reason I say that is because everybody who's like, blow it up and go get Cooper Flagg, you can be a playoff team next year.
Yeah.
Gut that out, and then Tatum's back the following year, if he even has an Achilles injury, which we don't know yet.
And then Brad Stevens got something up his sleeve, and it goes back to that, and this is it was quite a quote from Wick Rosbeck when he was talking to the Greg Hill Show about second aprons and everything else, and he was like, thank God for Brad Stevens.
Thank God. Well, now his work's cut out for him
now. Next level now.
Yeah. Time to figure it out, Brad. Dan's in Connecticut. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Hey. I'm a Philly fan. So you guys can dislike me. I understand that. All are welcome, Dan.
All
are welcome. Okay, so I'm going to open up by giving you some
you there?
Material to use in the future.
Okay,
I'll the immortal words.
Wait. Let me just hang on. Let me get a pen. Hang on.
Jones going to write this down.
Yeah, give me. I'm getting a pen. Hang on.
No. You can just hear this.
Okay.
All right.
The immortal words
Christian
of who?
Christian Fourier. He used to be on WEEI.
Yep. Oh yeah, heard of him.
Played for the New York Rangers. Now, and
Dan,
this
you're losing.
Team is Dunsky.
The team is Dunsky.
Great.
That's it. The Sixers fan.
Thanks for calling in. I'm
New York Rangers.
The Sixer.
Great. Christian Fourier.
Long-time Ranger great. Once said, you know what? Which is funny, and I don't know if he meant it this way, but Fourier said, if I remember correctly, that Zdeno Chara was Dunsky, which he was wrong about.
Well,
he got that one wrong.
Yeah.
So if this
Not
guy,
everybody can be Scoops Keith with
no,
the Bruins.
No, I understand that. And no shade. I'm just pointing out the facts. So if this guy is saying the Celtics are Dunsky, vis-a-vis, they are not.
ipso facto.
Correct.
We'll see you in the finals.
Celtics in seven.
617. 779. 793-7. Who needs to step up if Tatum is indeed going to miss a large chunk of time?
What's tough caller start to the show today.
It hasn't been our best. But you know what, Keith? People are down.
Sky's the limit, though. We can only go up.
It can only get better. People are down. People are in their feelings. Feel free to climb aboard and vent if you
want
to.
And let us know what team you like. When you first call in, you need to tell us who you're a fan of.
And you can quote great orators as well.
Yes.
Can the Celtics embrace an underdog role? They're now the underdogs in this situation. And can the Knicks handle the pressure? Let's get to all that with your phone calls next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe.
On W-E-E-I.
Kristaps Porzingis after the game. Can't be down. A lot of us have had to deal with injuries, which I just... It's a wild statement for him to say. It's like, I know, we know you have to deal with all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah. We get it. I didn't hate that from Porzingis after the game. Jalen, and again, I'll give you last night. Tatum crumpled to a heap, and it was late in the game, as you said. There were under 3 minutes left in the game. You're down 3-1. I get being in your feelings. But I liked, and I normally love Jalen in these post-game settings.
Mm-hmm.
I like Porzingis' attitude a lot more there, where it's like, yeah, we don't have time to feel bad. We got games to win.
But Porzingis also said something, what is it, like, you know, we got guys got to step up, and, you know, whether I'm playing 10 minutes. I'm like,
well,
dude, 10 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to need more than 10 minutes.
I think we need a lot more than 10 minutes. We're going to need...
I don't want 20 minutes out of Cornette. We're going to need more than 10 minutes out of you.
10 minutes a quarter, almost, we're going to need out of Porzingis. Like, he is going to have to be a lot better than he's been. He's been pretty invisible this entire series, and obviously injury or sickness or whatever has been a big part of it, but we thought going in this is going to be a great matchup for him. We thought that the Celtics match up well against the Knicks. Porzingis specifically matches up well, and it's a former team, so you have that whole thing going for you, too. He was good against them in the regular season, at least the games that he did play, and it just hasn't worked. And I don't think it's one of those, like, well, Tatum's taking a lot of shots, so there's less shots for Porzingis. Like, no, Porzingis isn't starting. He's barely available. He played, what, 20 minutes yesterday? 24 minutes. Took six shots. It was a real, like, non-factor.
I'm with you. Like, the guy who has to be the best player for the Celtics to win is Jaylen Brown. He did it game two against Orlando. But who needs to step up the most? They need some semblance of Tingus Pingus. That's exactly what they need. 617-779-7937. How will the Celtics embrace the underdog role? Can the Knicks handle the pressure? I said this earlier. I'll be disappointed if they don't win Game 5. I still think they can win the series. If they win this series, I think they can beat Indiana. I'm not giving them a title, but they have enough talent to get out of the East, I think. They put themselves behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
Digging out of a 3-1 hole, even fully healthy, is not easy. In the NBA, it's happened like 14 times or something like that. The last time was in the bubble, which you probably don't even count, Keith.
Toss it out.
So I think the last team to rally from a 3-1 deficit in a true road game setting was the Cavs in the finals against the Warriors. I think that's the last team to do it. The Nuggets did it in the bubble in 2020.
And they needed a Draymond suspension, right?
The Cavs, that's correct. Yeah. So I think you have your work cut out for you either way. I'll be disappointed if they don't at least put the pressure back on New York and force a game six at MSG.
I do think, though, that the Knicks, even though I've been betting against them going back to the first round against Detroit, they do have the, like, now all of a sudden they're going to be the favorite, and all of a sudden the pressure and the expectation is on them. For a guy that hasn't won a title yet, like, Jalen Brunson strikes me as the guy that'll be up for that.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
You know, like, I think other guys might crumble in that moment, and you wouldn't be able to rely on him. Like, wow, this guy a little too big for you. But I feel like Brunson, if it's a close game fourth quarter, I wouldn't be worried about him, you know, falling apart.
I mean, you still have guys who have been to All-Star games. I mean, Jalen was an All-Star this year. You still have Holiday's been an All-Star. Porzingis has been an All-Star.
So you got half the Olympic team.
Yeah, you still have, exactly. You have Derek White, who was on Team Holiday, USA. Yeah. You have Porzingis, who was the sixth man, Pritchard, rather, who was the sixth man of the year.
I mean, like, all their guys that play won the title last year. Like, they're all, they've all done it. None of the guys on the other side have done it.
There's still plenty there to rally.
Except for OG, right? Did OG win a title?
OG won Raptors with the Raptors,
yeah. Right, so they got a guy that's been there, but the other guys, it's new.
And again, you're 9-2 without Tatum for a reason. This team has a lot of talent. Let's go to Charlie in Boston. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Great show so far. Super depressing, but great. Jones, I agree with you. This isn't over. I'm trying to stay positive because, you know, game five is actually, if they lose it, it's going to be devastating. And I'm trying not to think about that. So I'm focusing on the positives. Positive number one, I don't think, I mean, the Knicks in the second half, would they shoot 99%? Like, they shot
pretty much
so well. They shot like 99% from the floor, whatever. Two, when the guys play with Jaylen Brown as their leader, as opposed to Tatum, they play with an edge. They do play harder. And I think they can step up in game five, who knows, game six. But if I could wave a magic wand, we have another scary Terry run where Pritchard is scary Terry.
I mean, look,
okay.
They've gone on a run before when they had a bunch of guys out to an Eastern Conference final with a young team. Now, they didn't have to dig their way out of a 3-1 deficit.
No. But they won they won games that you didn't expect them to win. So there's that.
Then they were up on LeBron in a fourth quarter. Yeah.
I do like how he started the call. Great show so far. Which is good. You don't want to get ahead of yourself. You don't like great show overall. Like,
great show so far, .. Super depressing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's not our fault.
No, it's not our fault. Yeah. And he's right. The Knicks did shoot almost 90%. They were 66.7% as a team in the second half.
What was Bridges? Nick, you were looking this up before. Bridges was 5 for 6 or something like that in the fourth quarter?
7 of 10. Oh, I'm looking at second
Bridges
half.
Bridges was 5 for 6 in the fourth quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Guy won't miss in the fourth quarter.
King of the fourth.
It's unbelievable.
Mikhail Bridges.
He shot like 70% in the second half.
I agree with him to an extent on the Jaylen point. They're going to come out with an edge, and I would expect, even though the broadcast was talking about Tatum hunting matchups last night, he was hunting matchups for step-back threes.
Yeah.
Jalen's going to hunt those matchups, take Towns to the hoop, take Brunson to the hoop, and probably rack up some fouls on those guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's going to be enough to win, but I bet that'll be a recipe early in Game 5 tomorrow night. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. It's Tier Tuesday. We will tier off all the Patriots opponents on their schedule at 11:30. Since the schedule release comes out tomorrow night, we figured that'd be a good time to break that down. Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. More Patriots talk there. Kiefer Madness at 12:45. And let's get to some big picture conversations about the Celtics. What sort of changes are in store for this team now that Bill Chisholm already was looking to shave salary, and now that Tatum, we think, is due to miss a long, long stretch of time, perhaps all of next year? We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.